Before I preview the coming weekend of culture in the greater Berkshire region, a quick look back on what is sure to be on everyone's lists of the highlights of the year. I'm speaking, of course, of the concert by alt-rock superstar Beck at Mass Mocha on Tuesday night. It was a picture-perfect evening, comfortably cool with stars in the sky, and a dynamic, energetic Beck offering a generous helping of hits from throughout his career, from his early folk hip-hop days through his faux-funk era, as well as his mellow singer-songwriter music from his career-topping latest album, Morning Phase. You know, I've been a rock critic for about 30 years, and this was simply one of the greatest shows I've ever seen, period. Two dance companies are making career-ending appearances in the region this weekend. The Trisha Brown Dance Company kicks off the annual Bard Summerscape Festival with three performances of Proscenium Works 1979 to 2011, tonight at 7:30 and Saturday at 2 and 7:30 in the Fisher Center at Bard College. The program features the final creation of MacArthur Fellow Trisha Brown, alongside revivals of two of her most beloved large-scale stage works, made in collaboration with Laurie Anderson and Robert Rauschenberg. And the Trey McIntyre Project will make its final appearance as a full-time dance ensemble tonight through Sunday in the Ted Shawn Theater at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett. The program features the Vinegar Works, Four Dances of Moral Instruction, a new work inspired by the surreal art and writings of Edward Gorey, and the East Coast premiere of Mercury Half-Life, set entirely to the music of legendary rock band Queen. They are the champions, my friend, and they'll keep on fighting till the end. And they will rock you. Tanglewood begins its preseason events with jazz and a variety show. The Kenny Barron Trio, led by the legendary jazz pianist Kenny Barron, who's been active for nearly 50 years and has been featured on hundreds of recordings, opens the season at Ozawa Hall tonight at 8. Then tomorrow evening in the Shed, the annual live broadcast of American Public Media's A Prairie Home Companion radio variety show featuring Garrison Keillor, who listeners to this station may have heard once or twice over the years, takes place at 5:45 p.m. again tomorrow, Saturday. Stephen Sondheim's award-winning 1973 musical, A Little Night Music, inspired by the Ingmar Bergman film Smiles of a Summer Night and taking its name from Mozart's Serenade No. 13 for strings in G major, Eine kleine Nachtmusik, opens the Berkshire Theatre Group season at the Colonial Theatre in Pittsfield, running from Monday, June 30th through Saturday, July 19th. The musical's best-known song is Send in the Clowns, and I will spare you and I won't sing it. A Little Night Music joins Kiss Me, Kate, the Cole Porter musical, playing just a few blocks away at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield. And amidst the big hoopla of large summer theater productions, like Kiss Me, Kate and A Little Night Music, are some small-scale theater events. The Walking the Dog Theater will perform its trademark long-form improvisational shows tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century in Chatham, New York. And J.T. Rogers' haunting mystery, Madagascar, opens the 25th anniversary season at Chester Theater Company, running through Sunday, July 6th at Chester Town Hall. The production stars Deborah Jo Rupp of That 70s Show. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.